In your culture, there is a great emphasis on fear of loss. And it seems to appear in almost every aspect of your culture, whether it is relationship, whether it is your work, your job, your home, your possessions, whatever it might be. The nature of the patriarch is that it is either winning or losing. And so, of course, the problem is that life is both, and it is practically simultaneous. And so what we want to do is to take away the fear of loss, because we are understanding that it is not a thing all by itself, but it is a part of a process. It is interesting, the body is a great teacher of this. Because if you had what you, interestingly enough, call a bug, if you had a bug, then of course the loss of the bug is a wonderful thing, because your natural healing properties and the way your body works then can take over again, because you have lost the bug. So you do not stop and mourn the loss of the sneezing and the loss of the fever. You are happy for that loss. Now, in life, there are many situations where there is actually happiness to be had from the loss of something. But your bodies recoil at the idea of loss. So we would like to introduce the idea of, with the going out, there is always a coming in. We believe, you know this phrase, that nature abhors a vacuum. It is absolutely true in energy as well. When you lose, for instance, anything that is abusive, you have cleared a place for something that is loving. And so even though you might have been accustomed to the abusive, we do not need you to be afraid at the loss of something that is not good for you. We want you to be gentler and more fluid with something that leaves your life, because the universe is sending a better thing in back of it. Now, there is a peculiarity about holding on to loss or giving loss a meaning it actually does not have. You may have known individuals who lost a man or a job or even a particular time in their lives, and they would not let go of the pain of it. It was as though they were attached to the pain, but did not realize that. They may have thought they were attached to the job or the person, but the actual attachment was to the pain. And of course, when pain is released, then healing can follow it and fill that space where the pain has been. In this time when you are, many of you are experiencing a strong drive to make a new life. But of course, there is always the fear of letting go of the old one. It is human. We are not being disrespectful of that. But what we are saying is, hold the concept, because it is true, that when you are in line with the universe, when something is lost, more and better is gained. And as we learn to flow a bit more with this, you will find that there are two important things. There is less pain with something moving out of your life, and there is less attachment to pain. Now, why, you may ask, do we attach to pain? Well, it is absolutely one of the definers of being a woman, is that pain is intended for you, and that is simply a part of it. And so it is easy to think that pain is either what you deserve or it is the natural state of woman. Any number of things can happen there. And so we want to be very clear that this is not true at all. There is nothing to be gained by attaching to pain. There is everything to be gained by attaching to love and to the generosity of the universe. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of peace all around you. Breathe in the blue energy. Exhale fear. Feel a light come up from the heart of the earth. And let that light surround your root, turning and turning, and removing any blockages in your root, anything that might prevent you from creating your life and your world in the way you truly want it to be. Feel that light rise up and come into the second center. And let the light displace shame, judgment, and any program that takes away your honor, your power, or your light. Feel the light energy come into the solar plexus. And let that light energy move any of the emotions out of your body that might prevent you from finding what is good and true for you. And feel all the old emotions move away from your body and clear the solar plexus for you. Feel the light come up and into your heart center. And watch the light illuminate the garden in your heart. See the beauty of it, the flowers, the trees. See where water runs in your heart. And go to that place and drink water and refresh your spirit. Feel the light from the earth come up and into your throat. And let that light displace any shadowing, any communication that does not honor you, that does not respect and understand you. feel that moved out of your throat center so that what you speak is love and respect and nurturing. Feel the light move up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the third eye come open and become its right size, bright and wide and true and clear. And let the part of you that knows truly come awake, come alive, and help to guide your life. Feel the light from the earth come up and into your crown, and let that light open the crown. And as the crown opens, feel the golden light of the universe come above your head, pour into your head, illuminating your thoughts, bringing the energy higher. Illuminating your communication, making it all of love. Feel the flow of that golden light into the garden in your heart, and know that the garden is nurtured and filled and restored. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus to heal where the hard emotions may have been, making a place for feeling joy. Feel the flow of light into your second center, restoring it as a cleansing center, able to wash away anything that comes through your life that you do not wish to hold. Let the golden light flow into your root and feel your dreams rise up and become alive in that light, in your energy, in your body. Dreams awaken. Bring your energy back to the garden in your heart. And see that the universe has left a gift for you. Rest your mind. Intuit your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.